This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a vaccine. Those doses arrived in the Big Apple. That city preparing for also a COVID surge. Meanwhile, Ukraine, what's the latest there? Many of you have asked me and have reacted to things that you're hearing in this upcoming mailbag. Ukraine's first lady appealed for more arms, while Putin has cut off gas for Europe, and a severe recession seems to be right behind it. Hey, everybody, just a little snapshot of what's happening around us and in our world. It's still hot. Yes, it is. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you behind this mic. I guess I'll talk about the heat because everybody else is talking about the heat. I know it's hot this time of year, but the heat is on, and it won't let up. We're talking about temperatures where it's 115 degrees. I was talking to my brother today. He brought my nephew over to come and visit, and he was saying that there's something to be said about the heat where we can't just slough it off, meaning that there are people who go into organ failure because they sort of think they're okay and they're just hot and they're sweating. And then all of a sudden, the sweating stops, and you get colder and colder, and then sometimes that leads to that organ failure. So now we're getting these dangerous heat wave warnings with the triple digits that you're all feeling in Arizona, Louisiana, Texas. The warning is one third of us are under heat alerts. Drink fluids. Stay out of the sun. Excessive heat can cause what my brother was talking to me about, heat-related illnesses. When you're sweltering and then suddenly you're not. Central California, hot. Southwest, hot, hot, hot. Plains. The Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast. Conditions threatening fires, because you've got a patchwork sort of fires that are burning across the U.S., and this just does not help whatsoever. There are cooling centers. A lot of people talk about these cooling centers, and that's a good thing when you've got the hot, hot weather. I mean, obviously, stay indoors because of the heat and humidity, unless, of course, if you're in Texas and they're messing with your thermometer. Yeah, if you're not going to turn it up, we're going to do it for you. Lots of people reporting that it seems as though things were getting hotter in their house. And part of that is because, can they mess with the thermostat? Yeah. Philly had its first heat health emergency of the summer for Thursday coming up ahead of hot and humid conditions that are forecasted through Sunday. So you know what they have? Of course, it's a city, right? Hot asphalt. They have these cooling sites. And what are they? Spray grounds. That's what they call them, spray grounds. And water just pops up from the ground. It sprays up. It's a spray ground. That's what you do when you walk across. I mentioned my beloved Texas that I lived in for so long, Dallas, scorching 109 degrees on Tuesday and on Wednesday. Very, very similar. So, yeah, we get it. It is hot. To my pals in Oklahoma, even Bigfoot is melting. You know, you go to parts of Oklahoma and you see these really kind of cool silhouettes that people have made of Sasquatch or Bigfoot or whatever you want to call the mysterious creature. And yes, he too is melting. So it's been relentless in July. Europe, terrible. Record-breaking heat wave. Hundreds of deaths, really, across that continent. So rising temperatures. We're all in this together, people. We all feel it. Some worse than others. Speaking of feeling it, this is another thing that is getting a lot of attention with everything else politically that's happening. You know, before you know it, we're going to be blinking our eyes, and it's going to be the midterm elections, the conversation about, will the president even have the backing of his party? Will Donald Trump really run? Because he's hinting he's going to make it official, perhaps, in September. But we got shark problems.
There's tell me when.
Person who was bitten by a shark on Long Island. Yet another one. So that's six bites. 16-year-old boy surfing off the waters of Kismet Beach. All right, hey everybody, Kate Delaney. We are dealing with some weather, and here I am. You can hear me talking there about the, as I was trying to hook in, this is what's great about live radio. Talking about the midterm elections, and of course that speculation has not ended. In fact, it's even become more and more intense, obviously, as the speculation continues to mount over what's going to happen with the president and whether he's going to, in fact, get really enough backing from his party, because many of the Democrats are stepping around the question about backing the, backing Biden or not. And of course, this was a couple of days after a big weekend for Donald Trump at his golf course in Bedminster, where he had one of the LIV tournaments going on. So lots of publicity for that. And a lot of people were out with MAGA Part 2 hats on their heads, running around and asking about whether or not the former president would run again. And there is massive, massive speculation and a lot of attention that was drawn to him again as to whether or not that was going to happen. So you have two different sides of the coin. And then, as I was mentioning there and have been talking about a lot, the midterm elections that just are getting closer and closer, not so far in the rear view mirror. Instead, you know, the object is what can the Democrats chew on to try to get many of those votes again, get reelected in both chambers. And the Republicans are chomping at the bit to be able to jump on some of those spots where they know there might be some vulnerability. So again, it is interesting. And there I was also talking about Shark Week, and we just came off of the Discovery Channel Shark Week, and there was this year several weeks of Shark Fest on Nat Geo, and it was timed in a very strange way because suddenly, especially in New York off of Long Island, there have been several shark attacks. Luckily, no deaths to report, but some pretty awful attacks where unsuspecting surfers have been hit on the heels and whatnot by sharks that suddenly have appeared week after week after week, so much so people are being chased from the shores. We'll talk more about that and what the number's up to and more odds and ends coming up here on the show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
In gathering up some more thoughts about what I was talking about with sharks especially, I mean, it seems now that many of you are also tuned into that because you were listening to me talk about it. So a couple people have sent along some thoughts about Shark Week and then some things that they had heard that had happened in also Florida. So not just in the not just in the New York waters, but also in some of the waters in Florida. And, of course, yes, there have been some recent shark bites, et cetera. I mean, listen, there's even a snorkeler that was just injured in what they say was an extremely rare shark attack off of the English coast. So, I mean, our antenna is tuned into to all of this. And obviously, they say it's very rare. This was in Cornwall, where there was somebody who was snorkeling, and this happened just the other week, and it was a leg injury. It was a snorkel trip to watch blue sharks, and it's something that they hadn't seen happen, but they're hunters, right? So it was 13 feet long, supposedly, and, you know, it was pretty nasty, actually, some of the photographs that I've seen, but they were with a company and said that that hasn't happened. But shark attacks have increased around the world. In 2021, three consecutive years of decline, then it ticked up again. So the most attacks, Florida accounted for 40% of unprovoked bites worldwide. There is a place called the International Shark Attack File in Florida, right? They keep it, And they recorded 73 unprovoked incidents last year compared with 52 bites in 2020. And this year now there have been some more of these incidents where in New York there's been at least six, and they think that there, you know, may be still some more rogue, perhaps a rogue shark or something that's unaccounted for. In Sarasota, it wasn't about the sharks. They had no swim advisories that were put in place. They were lifted, but they were because of the water. They were because of the bacteria that was in the water, the EPA testing it and saying that it was no swim, that it's just too many infections or rashes or any of that, whether you're wading or swimming. So there, it wasn't about sharks. That was confusing to some people. It wasn't at all about sharks, because they put up huge signs with sharks, if that's the case. It was about the bacteria that was in the water. All right, so I mentioned, you know, the midterm elections, and of course, here we have another Tuesday that comes and goes, but there were certainly some elections. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt thanking his supporters in St. Louis, because you've got now the Missouri AG projected to win the Republican Senate nomination over the former governor. So you have some scramblings that are happening, like in some big races. So for Arizona governor, Karen Taylor Robson, 49% of the vote. You have Ms. Lake, 40% of the vote, because I'm watching this come in in real time, which is really cool, with 57% of the votes counted. And Lake, of course, was backed by the former President Donald Trump. And this goes to the conversation about overflow and what are people thinking and voting. Arizona U.S. Senate, with 56% of the votes counted, Blake Masters, 34.6%, Jim Lamon, 30%, Arizona Secretary of State Mark Fincham, 35.8%, Beau Lane, 27.3%. That's with 53% of the votes counted. So, yes, indeed, as we go along, there are certainly primaries and races that are absolutely happening. And there are just a couple of examples in some of those key races, especially in Arizona, across the board. I know we have a lot of people listening there. Sad news that I wanted to bring up at the top, but Vin Scully, who was an incredible, iconic sportscaster, dead at the age of 94, a life well lived. He was the voice of the Dodgers for generations. And when I think of the Dodgers, and having spent some time in California, that's who I think of. You know, he died August 2nd. So August 2nd comes and goes. He was 94, and there is no cause of death that has been announced, but he was the longtime radio and TV play-by-play voice of the Dodgers, going back to when they played in Brooklyn that long ago. He worked for CBS and NBC in the 80s and in the 90s, and, you know, he had this way of starting his broadcasts where he would say, "Hi, everybody." And he just had that sort of cheeriness in his voice that worked for calling the game. And he had so much history with the Dodgers and baseball in general. He really could fill a broadcast with interesting tidbits of history and pulling it all together with what was actually happening during the game. So he called baseball games for more than two-thirds of the sport's entire broadcast history. And some of those big moments, like Don Larsen's 56 World Series perfect game, Sandy Koufax's 1965 perfect game. This was a big one. Hank Aaron with the record-setting 715th home run in 1974. And there were many, 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 many other big, big moments. And it's wild to think about it, because in 1950 he was just 22, and he was hired as part of the Brooklyn Dodgers broadcast team. And he was elevated just a couple of years later when Red Barber, who was an iconic voice left after a salary dispute with the Dodgers. So anyway, rip to Vin Scully for his incredible style, very understated, folksy that worked. And when you heard his voice, you just, you know what, you just stopped and you listened. That's exactly what happened. You just stopped and you listened. Also being discussed in this country is still Zawahiri and the impact of his death. The CIA was watching him. They were ready to kill him. He eluded our intelligence agencies for 2 decades. And then he shows up on the balcony of a house in downtown Kabul, and that's it. The 71-year-old leader of Al-Qaeda. So after all of that, all of those decades and all of the angst over getting him since September 11, 2001, he was the co-planner of that attack. It has been, like I said, decades. Finally, he was taken out. And I think still people are trying to process, especially, well, all of us were affected by 9/11, but people who personally lost people are processing his death and what that means, because he was more than just some figurehead. He was a mastermind is what he was. He was the head of the network. There's no question, especially after bin Laden was killed. It was him, and he eluded being caught for so long, and there was so much rumors and speculation where he would pop up and you would hear something and it would be false, and you would think that he was killed, and he wasn't. And finally, he was identified and had been being surveilled for quite some time to make sure that there was a clean shot, so to speak. And when there was, that was it. And he had a continuing leadership role in Al-Qaeda. And he participated, and there's no question, and supported terrorist attacks. So he was a definite lawful target, absolutely. The information was solid, and it was a precision hit. I mean, dead on precision. You know, that was it. He met his end this past Sunday when he walked onto that balcony. Make no mistake about it. Many of you sent me emails and continue to send me emails about that and the significance of it. And let me tell you, I hear you. Speaking of mailbags, boy, it's about time to hit the mailbag, and we certainly will do that coming up in our next hour. But we got a mic drop moment next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expecting a big veterans aid bill to pass later on Tuesday. Schumer saying Democrats and Republicans have agreed to vote on some amendments, and he's confident about final passage of the bill. Amendment or no amendment, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says he's a yes vote.
If the Toomey Amendment fails, I will still vote on passage of this bill as I did in June. I think the vast majority of Republicans will do so as well.
President Biden is still testing positive for COVID and his cough has returned. That's according to the latest update from his doctor. Despite that, Dr. Kevin O'Connor says Biden continues to feel well. He added the president's lungs are clear. The president signing the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan late Tuesday evening, local time, despite continued threats from China. When asked about the White House's concern over the speaker's trip, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the Biden administration is fearful of provoking China.
So risk-averse, we're afraid of provoking the Chinese Communist Party. We put ourselves in a straitjacket, and it's constricted our ability to think creatively, to move aggressively.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Nancy Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island of Taiwan since 1997. With less than 100 days to go before the midterms, voters in a handful of states are heading to the polls. They'll decide primary elections in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. Rough day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 402 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That's mounting these days on this show. I think to me, the mic drop moment has to be all these conversations about sharks, but what about the things that are happening with alligators? When I say things, when people are getting actually killed by alligators, which in the last 3 or 4 months, there's been several of those in Florida. And then there was a Florida gator that had to be euthanized for, ready for this? Here's a new one, spotted swimming in a Florida pond with a, ready for this, knife sticking out of its head, embedded in its head. So there's been an investigation into it after photos were spotted on social media, and after a search for the injured alligator last week, they eventually spotted it, removed it from the water, and had to be killed because of the extent of the injury. So who did it? What happened? Are there any suspects? The answer is, you know, they don't know. The Florida Wildlife Commission says there are about 1.3 million alligators across the state. Now, with the human population growth in the state and with a lot of people looking for waterfront homes or engaging in water-related activities, there is the potential for more alligator-human interactions and conflict. But it still would be considered unusual. But in this case, obviously, once, I mean, there you go with social media. Once it started to make the rounds on social media, And then it was a search for, okay, where is this gator and what do we know about this, you know, what do we know about this alligator? And the answer is, I mean, how are they going to know much other than trying to find it, look at its injuries? And that was when the decision was made. It was just more about the injuries than anything else. And so after seeing that, that's when the decision was to destroy the animal. But there was nothing else that could be done other than that, because it just didn't make, you know, it just didn't make any sense. So that decision became much, let's put it that way, easier. All right, so other odds and ends that might be surprising to you, or maybe they're not surprising to you, but I think it's, this was a real shocker, is the idiot that had some McMuffins found in their luggage. It becomes official, a passenger from Bali, Indonesia, traveling to Australia through food in their luggage. And you know, it was opened. So it was egg and beef sausage, McMuffins, a ham croissant found in that, in this luggage. And you can't do that. That's against their biosecurity rules. So how that all unfolded, who knows? But if you're going to eat breakfast, you better eat it all, or here's your mic drop moment, or you're going to pay $1,874 for not declaring. Boom. That egg and beef sausage McMuffins and that croissant. You can't just stuff it in the luggage and think that it's just not a big deal. You know, there's the thing, because they worry about outbreaks. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing with it, because there have been problems. So Australia says, listen, we are what they call FMD free, and we want it to stay that way. That's why we have these new measures. That's why we have sanitation foot mats at the airports and biosecurity dogs at the two major airports, because of highly contagious diseases that began spreading through cattle in Indonesia. And they don't want an economic hit. So they've been very, 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 very strict about that. And they immediately fined anyone who tries to bring any kind of food like that in. So that was considered breaking the law there. And that's why that traveler got nailed with such a big fine. Were they aware of it? I'm assuming they weren't aware that was going to happen, and why they did that and didn't just throw food away before they got on the plane, before they stuffed that into checked luggage. You know, I don't know. It makes absolutely zero sense to me. So boom, that's what a couple of dollars ends up costing someone who decides that they're going to make that last run for the golden arches and then jump on the plane. They're having absolutely none of it. I mean, absolutely none of it. All right, I mentioned some of those races that were going on. You know, I talked about Eric Schmidt, who actually won the Republican primary for Senate in Missouri, defeating the former governor. And then there was these key moments in Michigan and Missouri primaries and Arizona, too, as well. The projection is Katie Hobbs will win the Democratic nomination for Arizona governor. You also had Kansas, the first state to let voters weigh in on abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe. So what happened here was, The president actually released a statement on tonight's vote in Kansas, maintaining the right to an abortion in the state's constitution, because that's how the vote went. He said, this vote makes clear what we know. The majority of Americans agree that women should have access to abortion and should have the right to make their own health care decisions. Congress should listen to the will of the American people and restore the protections of Roe as federal law. That was the statement that he released. Kansas voters voted no on a proposed constitutional amendment. That's what it was. So that is a very, very big first, for sure, rejecting that measure, again, that would have amended the state constitution, so it doesn't go that way. And they were the first state to let voters weigh in. There are other states that are saying that this is going to be something that's going to come up as well. I think overall, the Trump effect is mixed, because in Michigan, Republican Tudor Dixon, an election denier endorsed by Trump, is going to face Democratic incumbent Gretchen Whitmer in November. That's the projection anyway in looking at how that filtered down. And, of course, Arizona, very, very big with the primaries, as I said, of the night, as Republicans pick a Senate candidate to take on a pretty weak or vulnerable, whatever word you want to use, incumbent Democrat, Mark Kelly. And there have been these proxy battles between former President Trump and the Arizona governor and Arizona governors over the future of the party. So lots of eyeballs still sitting there. Projections are projections, but you know, things have to become official, although when there's enough precincts in, that's why, as I was doing it in real time, I'm watching what the precincts are. The Senate passed a bill to help millions of vets exposed to toxic burn pits. This didn't look like this was going to happen, but they voted late on Tuesday night to pass this bipartisan legislation to expand health care benefits that will impact millions of vets. The final vote was 86-11. It's the end of a very lengthy fight to get that legislation through Congress. There were a lot of people that were advocating for these veterans, including Jon Stewart, the former late-night talk show host. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced after reaching the deal with Republicans, who initially were blocking the bill from advancing last week, that this was happening, saying that this is good news and it expands resources and benefits to those that were exposed to those burn pits, and it could provide coverage for up to 3.5 million toxic exposed veterans. It adds conditions related to burn pit, toxic exposure, hypertension. All that has become illnesses that have started to pop up a lot more for people who served, especially recently in our skirmishes, obviously overseas, especially in Afghanistan. And the legislation had been held up previously, but not this time around. And, wow, I mean, I think part of that was how the voices were starting to be hurt, and there were protests on the U.S. Capitol steps over the weekend and early in the week, and going through, this is something that, you know, you don't think about when you look at the specifics of it, but there were obviously a lot of veterans who were affected by those pits. So that's a very, very big win for them. For any of the veterans that fall into that category, and also in moving the needle to get a bipartisan agreement there, enough of an agreement anyway, that passed. That part is huge, to say the least. All right, the summertime is a time for touring and seeing cool new things. We're going to take you to a cool new place next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Brosty joins us, traveling jewels. Boy, I always get a big smile on my face when I watch her, and wherever she's broadcasting from, she's in a very cool location, the Bushes Visitor Center. What's that all about? She finds all these hidden gems, that, and this is now another one. Juliana, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us all about this visitor center, where you are, and all the good stuff.
Oh, well, I'm in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains, so National Park, and it's just the most gorgeous area. It's just countryside. I know we have a lot of very famous tourist places like Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg nearby, but Bush's Visitor Center is in a really wonderful countryside place. It's a breath of fresh air over here.
Cool. And what at the visitor center, what will we see? I know for people listening here, we have this big syndicated radio show. You have this giant Bush's big bean right over your shoulder and a can of baked beans. I love their stuff. And I'm looking at it saying, oh, it's making me hungry. But what do you learn about at the visitor center?
Yeah, I mean, can you believe there's an entire museum dedicated to beans? And it is so much fun. I mean, you come in and you're greeted warmly and you learn about the history. I mean, this is a family business with three, four, five generations deep. We've got a wonderful revitalized theater where you can watch a little film about how it's made in the manufacturing plant just over across the street. Upstairs, you can actually step on a scale and see how much you weigh in beans.
That's funny.
you're learning all about it too. It's educational. You feel good when you're here because you're learning something.
Yeah, of course. And I mentioned this, you've traveled all over the country and you've seen some unique small town U.S. destinations. Obviously this one is really cool too. But what are some of your other favorites that you can share with us?
Well, not far from here. Well, kind of. It's a good road trip, but Santa Claus, Indiana, I think has so much character. It's Christmas every day of the year. And over there, you know, you have Santa, you can meet him, you can send a letter from Santa Claus. They have a holiday world. You can go, you know, roller coasters, and they have a water park, Splash and Safari. So I think that was one of the hidden gems I've discovered in these parts of the world.
Yeah, and you know, we start off with you, of course, and watching you there at the Visitor Center, and you're in Tennessee, and I just think immediately Chattanooga Choo Choo, and just so much to do right even there in that area.
Oh yeah, Tennessee is a hotbed of adventure. There's so much cool things, lots of towns and little towns to see. When I was in Chattanooga, I realized that Lookout Mountain is not only a great viewpoint, but there are three major attractions to explore it in different ways. Like you can go inside the mountain to see Ruby Falls, which is an underground waterfall.
Mm.
You can also explore from the top, from Rock City. They have really cool pathways where you can squeeze through giant boulders, and there's narrow little crevices that you walk through. And then you get to this gorgeous view. You can see, can you believe you can see 7 states from just one place?
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So for everybody that's listening, where can I go for more information?
For more information, my travels are over at Traveling Jewels. And if you want to learn more about Bush's Visitor Center, which is free and just so educational, bushbeans.com.
I sort of want to know what I weigh in beans, but I might be afraid.
The number will surprise you, right?
Yes. A lot of fun talking to you, for sure. Jewels, thanks so much.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
So it made me think about cool roadside attractions in the United States that you might have taken pictures around. Like, there's this huge aluminum fork in Creed, Colorado, and it's at a place called the Cascadia Bar and Grill. It's 40 feet long, weighs over 600 pounds, and it is really cool. I've always wanted to see that fork. I have not seen it, if not had the chance to do that. There is a list I have of really funky, wild things that I was curious about. Here's another one that I'm hoping I will see in the near future. But in High Point, North Carolina, which I didn't realize is the home furnishings capital of the world, that's what Roadside America says, they've got the world's largest chest of drawers. And it's a 38-foot-tall chest of colonial drawers, which people, of course, are taking photographs in front of it. And I have to say, it's kind of a kitschy thing, but it's really neat looking, and I'm going to get my picture taken in front of that thing. Now, there's the neon signs. There's like the graveyard for neon signs in Las Vegas. I live there, and it's the Neon Museum. It's worth a tour, and it's been there since the mid-90s, I want to say. A lot of people would tell you to go and see it at night because then the signs are illuminated. L.L. Bean, I've seen this in Freeport, Maine. They have the giant bean boot. It's 16 feet tall. It's got a big rubber sole, just like a real pair would be. I've seen this, too, as well, the dinosaurs. There's this big Dinny the dinosaur that is in Palm Springs, and a lot of people stop and take pictures in front of that. I've seen that many, many times. Of course, there's Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. That's in Minnesota. And people always are standing in front of that and taking photographs. It's really a neat thing to see. I haven't seen this, and I'm surprised, but I guess I didn't really know about it. But in Bedford, Pennsylvania, there's a thing called the coffee pot, and it's been around since 1927. It's just this architectural style known as programmatic architecture. So buildings were designed based on what was going to be sold in it. So that's what they were thinking about in the coffee pot. And that's why it's, you know, so that's why it's designed, you know, that way. I wish I had seen this when I was in Seattle, but I didn't get a chance to do it. There's a bridge in Seattle where you've got a, they call it the Fremont Troll. And it's a troll, and people go in and take pictures near the troll. It's this big kind of, well, it's eye-popping. It's 18 foot tall is what it is. It was sculpted on Halloween, and it's been just part of kind of folklore there for a while. Some of these things I'm mentioning, you might have seen. There's others that I'm kind of skipping along to get to a few that I've seen, including Zoltar, the famous Zoltar machine that was used in the movie Big, Tom Hanks' movie from 1988. There are all kinds of replicas of it, but this is at an amusement park in Rye, New York. So that became a big touristy destination to take photographs there. This, I grew up really close to this. Margate City in New Jersey has Lucy the Elephant, which was constructed in 1881, and it's been designated as a National Historic Landmark. So people that go to South Jersey to the beaches, a lot of times will stop and have their pictures taken in Margate City. It was first a real estate office, then a bar, a tavern, and now it's just simply a tourist attraction, and, you know, that's it. And, of course, I've definitely seen this, the Texas Pecos Trail. There is the Alley Oop Park and Fantasyland, and there's a life-size recreation of the 1930s comic strip called Alley Oop. It was drawn by a local geologist, and one of the features there is this 65-foot-long dinosaur slide that is on a lot of people's bucket lists. A lot of people, not just kids, take pictures on the dinosaur. So there's a couple of roadside attractions that I've seen mixed in with a few that I think would be really, really neat to see. Like in North Dakota, in Jamestown, North Dakota, they've got that buffalo that's 60 tons and 26 feet tall and 46 feet long. That would be fun to get a picture near Dakota Thunder. It's kind of the unofficial welcome wagon, so to speak, of the town of Jamestown. If you're out there motoring around and you see some cool roadside attractions, take some photos and send them to me. I'll send you a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Send them to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for stopping by this hour. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.